ABC News 1152, 24 hours a day. The latest headline stories for London.
At 12 midnight, I'm Una Devine. A 54-year-old man has been arrested in connection with the disappearance and murders of five members of the Chohan family from West London. The bodies of millionaire haulage owner Amarjeet and his wife Nancy were found in the sea off Dorset several months ago. Their two young sons and Mrs. Chohan's mother, all from Hounslow, have been missing since February. Police have already charged one man in connection with the murders. A man from Gillingham in Kent is due in court this morning, charged with abducting a 14-year-old girl. David Milner was being questioned at Chatham Police Station. After being taken there from Scotland last night, the 46-year-old is charged with a total of nine offences. There's been a major breakthrough in the five-year investigation into Northern Ireland's bloodiest single atrocity, the Omagh bombing. A man and woman have been arrested in a huge operation involving 200 police officers and soldiers. As yet, no one's been charged with murdering the 29 people who died in that atrocity. Victor Barker's son James was killed in the tragedy.
It's been a very significant operation because in the past when there have been arrests in respect of the bomb, they have been really for questioning exercises and purposes. This, I understand, is a significant security operation with over 200 people involved, and we're optimistic that it will result in a prosecution.
40 Connex train services a day are being scrapped in the southeast, including major routes into London. The changes come into effect next month, and the company says it will mean a more efficient and punctual service. Now, some services won't stop at London Bridge, with commuters being forced to travel on to Waterloo East and then catch a tube back on themselves. Sarah Boundy from Connex has told us that it's good news for Londoners.
Our passengers tell us that they're priority is for a punctual railway service. Of course, our priority also is to run a reliable railway service where the trains run on time. So the changes that we've made to the winter timetable are really to improve the punctuality of the train service for our passengers.
Public humiliation probably drove Dr. David Kelly to take his own life. That's what a leading suicide expert has told the Hutton Inquiry. Professor Keith Halton said that a loss of self-esteem as a result of media exposure could have contributed to the weapons expert's death. Sky's Jane Secker has been following the story for us at the Royal Courts of Justice.
He talks about Dr. Kelly's character. He talks about how he was an intensely private man who didn't find it very easy to express emotion. He said that people like that are often more susceptible to suicide because they just feel they can't share their problems.
The tensions threatening to tear Iraq apart have intensified. A huge car bomb has gone off outside a police station in Baghdad, killing one person and injuring 15 others. The target was an officer who cooperated with the Americans who survived the blast. Meanwhile, in Najaf, hundreds of thousands of people gathered for the funeral of a religious leader who was murdered last week. The country's U.S.-appointed civil administrator is Paul Bremer.
Once again, the terrorists have shown they will stop at nothing in the pursuit of their aims, but they shall be stopped. We will stop them, we shall combat them, and we shall overcome them.
Education Secretary Charles Clark says the proposals to allow universities to treble their tuition fees will go ahead. The bill would mean that universities in England could charge up to £3,000 a year from 2006. The move could provoke one of the biggest backbench rebellions of Tony Blair's premiership. Two Italians have been charged with attempting to smuggle around 14 kilos of cocaine with a street value of more than £800,000. Through Gatwick Airport, 29-year-old Laura Massante and 23-year-old Constantino Manica have been remanded in custody until the 10th of September next. Well, stars of the new British movie Calendar Girls turned out in force for the premiere in Leicester Square last night. Actresses Helen Mirren and Julie Walters were joined by members of the Women's Institute, whose real-life posing for a nude calendar inspired the film. Speaking on the red carpet outside the Odeon Cinema, Julie Walters explains what the movie was like to film.
We had a great time making the film. It was really, really good fun. And we all got on very well. And you could imagine all this big group of women all the same age. You know, it's just, you don't get that normally. So it was lovely. And the director was really good fun as well. So yes, did I enjoy taking my clothes off? No.
Two British balloonists planning to try to fly to the edge of space are hoping it's second time lucky for them today. Andy Elson and Colin Prescott are hoping to smash the highest altitude ever recorded in a manned balloon later this morning. Bad weather postponed yesterday's flight. A Luton-based police constable is being hailed as a hero after saving the life of a student who collapsed on an American mountainside. Bill Tuff made a transatlantic call to Bedfordshire's call centre when he realized he was unable to raise U.S. emergency services on their satellite phone. He was trekking with a party from Cambridge University when one of them began vomiting blood. The student is now recovering in hospital. London's weather now, staying fine and dry overnight with a mixture of cloud and clear spells. Overnight lows, 14 degrees Celsius. This is LBC. It's 12:05.
This is LBC News 11:52. Non-stop news for London with live updates every 30 minutes.
More on some of our top stories now this morning. And a man and a woman are being questioned over the 1998 OMA bombing. Their arrests are being described as a significant breakthrough in the investigation into the real IRA attack in which 29 people died. Relatives are bringing a civil case against those that they believe were responsible. Well, Michael Gallagher from the OMA Victims Group says that they're hopeful that this time around the arrests will translate into convictions.
Well, there's no doubt the investigation in the past had its problems, but the new team that was put in place, we have came fully behind them, and we know that they've been very determined to get a positive result here. They've worked very hard, they've trawled all the information that was there before, and they've created new lines of inquiry, so we're hopeful. Well, I think there was a number of key things that were not carried out. You know, there was all the witnesses that were there, that were present on that day. Some of them were not interviewed and probably still have never been interviewed. We're glad now that the new team have got it back on track, and I think that this is some indication this morning of where they're going to go in this investigation.
Michael Gallagher there from the OMA Victims Group. Well, the Hutton Inquiry has heard that it's almost certain that Dr. David Kelly killed himself. Professor Keith Houghton, an expert on suicide, told the hearing that all the evidence points to that conclusion. The inquiry has also heard from a neighbour who'd seen Dr. Kelly shortly before he died and a volunteer dog handler who found his body. Our political editor Mark Demery was at the hearing at the Royal Courts of Justice, and he's told us that Professor Houghton concluded that David Kelly was in the frame of mind to possibly commit suicide.
He said he was an intensely private man. He didn't like talking about his feelings at the best of times, and he had difficulty facing them even with his family. It was a constant theme from all those I've spoken to that no, he did not believe, said Professor Houghton, that it was possible that an ordinary lay person would have spotted the warning signs, if there were any, that Dr. Kelly intended to commit suicide. And he went so far as to, at the very least, conjecture that Dr. Kelly's decision to take his own life wasn't made until late morning, possibly early afternoon, on the day on which he died.
Our political editor Mark Demery speaking there on the Hutton Inquiry. It's 7 minutes past 12 now. And a man has been arrested in connection with the disappearance of a man from Ealing. 52-year-old John Goodman hasn't been seen since March, after failing to keep an appointment at a local hospital. The freelance photographer was reported missing by a neighbour in July. The 23-year-old man, who was arrested, has been bailed to return to a police station in 4 weeks' time, and a 17-year-old woman has also been arrested for assisting an offender. A Securicorps guard has been forced to hand over money at gunpoint while he was trying to deliver to a branch at Lloyd's TSB in North East London. The victim was walking to the bank in Collier Row last Friday morning when a man jumped over some railings and grabbed him and forced him to the floor. A second suspect then appeared and demanded that the second guard, who was in the back of the Securicorps van, hand over the money. The two suspects got into a silver BMW car being driven by a third man, and they drove off towards Hainault. Some stories from around the world now, and Typhoon Dujuan has hit southern mainland China. After causing widespread damage in Hong Kong, flights in and out of the former British colony were badly hit, while Taiwan has suffered a blackout and two reported deaths. Places as far away as Manila in the Philippines were also hit by monsoon rains. London's weather staying fine and dry with a mixture of cloud and clear spells overnight, milder than recent nights with temperatures only falling as low as around 14 degrees Celsius. You're listening to LBC News 11:52. It's 12:09.
Experiencing male pattern hair loss? Belgravia trichologists have helped literally thousands of men with their hair loss. Can we help you too? For a free trichological examination and special trial offer, call us on 020-7730-6666. The Belgravia Trichological Center, here to help you.
When it comes to anything air conditioning, fixed installations or portable units, for hire or sale, phone Cucumber Man, London's coolest and friendliest air conditioning experts. And remember, no one beats Cucumber Man on any like-for-like quotation. And as a giant thank you for making Cucumber Man your favourite air conditioning company, with any purchase, we'll throw in either a top quality 200 pounds gas barbecue or an air cooler heater for that extra room or office. So when your financial director tells you that the company can't afford air conditioning, tell him to think again, because subject to status, Cucumber Man will arrange leasing facilities at amazingly low rates. For an immediate online quotation and to check out our phenomenal client list, visit cucumberman.com for full details of our offers, or phone 0800 762 762 now. Whoosh!
The people of Liberia need your help now. Please donate online at dec.org.uk or call on 0870 60 60900.
Travel information from LBC News 1152.
Non-stop news for London.
This is Simon Bennett. Hello. Lots of work happening in the east of town right now. The A13 commercial road is closed into town from the West India Dock Road to Butcher Row for resurfacing. Diversions are in, and in Poplar, you've got the East India Dock Road down to a single lane into town at Saltwell Street. Over in Canning Town, the A13 Newham Way is shut eastbound from Barking Road towards Prince Regent Lane. Elsewhere, we're looking at the closure of the Blackwall Tunnel northbound for routine works. The traffic sharing a single lane each way through the southbound bore until 5:30 tomorrow morning. Over in the west of town, certainly one to watch out for if you're coming in from the west tomorrow morning. Uxbridge Road closed into town between Gunnersbury Lane and the High Street with a burst water main. Could remain closed until Friday morning. We'll keep you up to date. LBC News 1152. More travel in half an hour.
Travel with eShore.com, where safe drivers and safe homeowners save money.